Revelation chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stood before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and a lot of incense was given to him, so that he would offer it with the prayers of all saints on the golden altar that was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense that came with the prayers of the saints rose up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire from the altar and threw it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and hail and fire mixed with blood followed, and they were thrown on the earth, and one third of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and like a large mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and one third of the sea became blood. And one third of the creatures that were in the sea and had life died, and one third of the ships was destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and a large star fell from heaven, burning like a lamp, and it fell on one third of the rivers and on the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and one third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the waters because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and one third of the sun was struck, and one third of the moon, and one third of the stars, so that one third of them was darkened, and the sun and the day didn't shine for one third of it, and the night likewise. And I saw and heard an angel flying through the middle of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the other voices of the trumpets of the three angels that are yet to sound."